You have the terrible calamity of Egel Hadad. Now, the Gemara comments in Sanhedrin and Zion Amrath Egel Hadad was a real Avodah Zarah, without a doubt. However, the Ramban al Torah, along with the Kuzari, should look in the Kuzari. If you never studied the Kuzari, you should look in the Kuzari. Kabbalistic also. Ramban and the Kuzari assume that both the same theme, that it was not a real Avodah Zarah. I don't know what they do with the Gemara, but they claim that Hashem, that a Klal Yisrael wanted to concretize their relationship to Hashem. They wanted something concrete, so they built a golden calf. But it really was not an Avodah Zarah. Maybe we could explain what they meant, that they're not against the Gemara. But the truth is, it shouldn't have been built. Aaron had a cheshbon whether he should build it or not. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Sanhedrin sign him out, was he correct or not in his cheshbon? You go through the Agada to there, to Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. When we learned Sanhedrin, if you remember, we had a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about a whole lumdus. If they ever do Avodah Zarah, you have to give up their life. Okay. But Chur didn't kill for it. Chur refused to get involved and they killed him. And Hashem says, you Chur did not use your Chochmah in a wrong way, or possibly a wrong way. You didn't do any pilfer. You knew the din was that you thought it was wrong and you were strong. You did not use your Chochmah and then abuse it and use it in a wrong manner. Sometimes people use their Chochmah in a wrong manner. I'm a gala fun in Batir Shalok Alochim. Remember we said that case with Kedusha Ketana in the beginning of the year? That's abusing the halacha. Your das of Torah, your knowledge of Torah. Hashem says, I'm going to grant you Chur with a grandson as a super genius, Betzalel. Betzalel built the Mishkan with the same osios that Hashem created the world, the Zohar says. He was 13, the Gemara writes in Brachos Daf Nun Hamed Aleph, when he built this Mishkan. So Hashem said, you didn't use your chachma wrong. I'm going to grant you with a grandson that is a super genius. And most of the times when Betzalel is mentioned, it says Ben-Uri Ben-Hur. Usually a grandfather is not mentioned all the time, is it? By characters in Tanakh. Hashem wants to build home this one message. We have to know what the halakha is and use it properly. Not come up with kunsim. You're, as Rav Shechter say, a kanaka, right? To be a kanaka, right? You use it in a proper way to build up your development of lumdus. And it's being a ben Torah. So number one message is from Chur. Okay? Chur, we have to be able to be soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch and use the halakha properly. Oh. Number two. If you look in Yisro, in the Aseres HaDibros, Shabbos comes after Avodah Zarah, correct? Avodah Zarah is number two, Shabbos is four. In our Parsha, what happens? Shabbos is before the Egel Hadad. It's kind of like the Refu is before the Makkah. That's what the Sefer Tosefos Bracha writes. The Refu of Shabbos was called the Makkah of Egel Hadad. How on earth is Shabbos a kapara for the Egel Hadad? The Gemara says in Shabbos at Kufyutesim Beis that anyone who is Shomer Shabbos Kehil Chosoy, Afilu Dor Enosh Mochlin Lo. Who was the Dor Enosh? Rambam describes in Perek Alpha Loch Alpha Nefes Avodah Zarah. They thought that the constellations had power. They knew Hashem was in control, but they started serving the constellations because they thought they had power. But throughout the whole time, they thought Hashem was in control. But then there was a breakdown, and before long, throughout the years, they forgot that there was Hashem, and they started serving what? The constellations is the end all. But in a sense, they were kind of trying to communicate to Hashem through these what? Inanimate objects. That's exactly similar to what the Egel Hadad was all about as well. That's why I think you could jive the Ramban and the Kuzari with the Gemara. It was a type of Avodah Zarah. Wasn't originally, it was all Avodah Zarah, of course, is bad. But it wasn't like Lahachis to replace the Eibishter. You follow me? And then it became worse. So in that sense, maybe that's what the Ramban and the Kuzari meant. So the Gemara says, anyone who's Shomer Shabbos, I feel what? Also, I feel if you're like the Dor Enosh, you'll be forgiven. What do you mean I feel like the Dor Enosh? I remember many years ago when Simon and I were learning the Chavrusa, and it's supposed to learn with them, he pointed out the Yaris Dvash to me. Yaris Dvash says, what do you mean I feel? even these fellows that it wasn't a lahakas type of avodah zarah, but Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa will be mechaper for that. Why? Because what is Shmiras Shabbos? What is the mahus of Shmiras Shabbos? What is Shabbos? We talk about so many things, we don't focus on Shabbos. What is Shabbos? That Hashem is in control of everything. Everything Hashem is in control of. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Everything. You stop on Shabbos, you say, Shomer Yotzer HaKol. There are no mazalos. There are no kokom. Hashem is in charge of everything. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa will wipe away that of Avodah Zarah because there is a mazal. You know what the mazal of Shabbos is? Shabtoi. What is Shabtoi? E Shabbos. No Shabbos. By observing Shabbos properly, what? You say there are no mazalos in charge. Hashem is in charge of everything. You wipe away this notion of serving any intermediaries even. That's what Shemira Shabbos shows. And that's why Simcha, the Sifri writes, Yom Simchoschem, Eru Shabbos. Now Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha like Yontif does. But there is a shtickel type of Simcha. And if we observe Shabbos with Simcha, and the Zohar writes as a special issur if you get angry on Shabbos. Also, to get angry anytime, but there's a special issue if you get angry on Shabbos. We have to realize Shabbos, you have to rejoice. You have to be the Sameach. You know why it's a tikkun? If you have Simcha on Shabbos, don't we say Sisu v'Simchu? That beautiful Zevu, we're saying it to Shabbaton, no? No, we're saying Sisu v'Simchu. No? Nachaliel, right? You have to be Simcha. What's a tikkun for Ari? What caused Moshe Rabbeinu and our parsha to throw down those lukos? What caused it? Not the Egel Azav. It was what? The simcha, the dancing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that incensed him. So not to do a Barzara, but to what? To dance about it. He saw that and threw those lukos down. So if we have simcha v'shabbos, that will be mesaken the aveira of the Egel Azav. And the Medrash writes, if for Shomer Shabbos Kilchasoi, we'll be Zeicha to live in Eretz Yisrael. It will bring the Mashiach. Right? The famous Gemara Erev Yom Kippur, Kaisov, those two Shabbos in a row, the Mashiach will come. Why will we be Zeicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, Shmir Shabbos? Because what does the Rabban Alatari write? Famous. For all other nations in the world, he appoints a Tsar. Of course, he's in charge of everything. But he appoints a Malach. For Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Bechvodo Ba'atzmo. So if we observe Shabbos Klor, we show that Hashem is in control of everything with our Shmira Shabbos, we don't get angry. And we try to be Mesameach to the best of our ability. We chazer start. We observe tournaments from Mekadosh and Shemayim. Our parents are impressed. We're getting something out of yeshiva. We're learning. We're developing. We act like Menshin and Shul. We don't talk. We dive into Kavonet. We act like Menshin with Baal Batim. Then we show Hashem is in control of everything. Hashem will let us live in His land. The land of Eretz Yisrael, where there are no shluchim or tsars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. And last but not least, is this week's Shabbos also Parshas Parah? If I'm not mistaken, no. Tais HaRosh, the Ramah quotes as Din D'Oraisa. Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. Try to remind my wife of the Yesh Omrim, that it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Yesh Omrim. Minigolim is only Zohar. Right? What chag in the Chumash, it's late, let's close. What chag in the Chumash is called what? Shabbos. Pesach. Mimacharas HaShabbos. The spark will come Mimacharas HaShabbos. Why is it called Shabbos? Why is it called Shabbos? Because Shabbos, we recognize the Eibishter is in control of everything. And what did we do with the Korban Pesach? We shechted their God, their deity. We destroyed it to show that Hashem is in control of everything. That's what you do on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is called. Pesach is called Mimacharas HaShabbos. We're coming towards Pesach, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. We have to never lose Emunah B'Tochah. Sometimes there are hard times. God forbid, we shouldn't have hard times. We always have to have Emunah and B'Tochah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And realize that Shabbos is the time that He is in control of everything. Shlita on everything. That's what Shabbos represents. We beat the mazel Shabtoi. That's the tikkun for what? For the Egel Hazav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give us the kaifas to realize what Shabbos is. that usually is redeveloped as B'nai Torah. Okay, everyone have a good